Thank you for calling David Aubrey. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. To place an order or to speak to customer service, press 1. For accounting, press 2. To request a return authorization number or to check on the status of a repair, press 3. If you're a bead vendor and you need to speak to the purchasing department, press 4. For shipping, press 5. For a company directory, press 6. Or to speak to the operator, press 0 or continue to...
Transferring to...
Customer service.
One moment, please.
David Aubrey.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Paul in?
1 second.
Sure.
Take a quick message. I'll have him call you back.
Sure. Is he busy right now?
Yeah. Who's calling?
It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. He had reached out to me, and I'm just returning his web registration here.
Okay. And what's your number?
It's 858-909-8867.
8867. Any extension?
No, it's a direct line. You know, I can okay. reach him on his cell phone if you think he'll pick that up. I just wanted to try his work phone first.
No problem. He was just on a call in there, but if you want to hang on just a second, I'll just,
Yeah, I don't mind hanging on.
Okay,
absolutely.
1 second.
Okay, sure, thanks.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how's it going? This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Jeremiah. How are you?
Good, good. I just got your web registration here, and I just wanted to reach out to you, kind of see where you were at, and see if I can answer any questions you might have.
Yeah. I just filled out, I guess I had promotional something from you for, working capital.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you looking for equipment, or are we looking for working capital?
It might be more for, working capital.
Okay.
And I don't know if we'd actually use it. I just want to see if you had anything to, kind of keep there, just in case.
Okay.
We have a couple big orders coming up, and we're, it might be tight for those months.
Sure. So you guys are kind of determining whether or not, if you need to use this money to purchase inventory, I guess?
Yeah, exactly. It would be, inventory purchase and payroll.
Okay. What type of, what do you guys do there exactly?
We're a wholesale jewelry manufacturer, so we sell to retail companies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we actually work with a lot of wholesale jewelry companies.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's pretty common. We help out a lot, especially for the exact same thing.
Yeah.
They buy a lot of products.
And you don't want to inventory too often, so it's
exactly. So if you got some orders, probably coming up for the holiday season and towards fourth quarter,
it's they're getting up for winter show. So we have an August show.
Okay.
And then we do all of these other kind of sales, specialty sales on specialty flash sites and stuff like that. It's big pops, but it takes a little bit to get the inventory up to maintain them.
Okay. Are you guys purchasing from China and different countries like that, or you guys stay in the U.S.?
We try to stay as much in the U.S. as possible, but some things have to be purchased in China.
Okay. Got it. Now, when you guys do purchase something, your inventory, what's usually the return on investment?
It depends, but at least 50%.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. If it's from China, beads like that.
Right,
we don't actually sell direct, so we take those beads and we make them into things. So they design specialty jewelry.
Oh, I see. Okay,
so
that
makes straight
sense.
Up buying and selling.
Right, you're buying a necklace for a dollar and selling it for 10.
We buy beads for cents, and we create necklaces out of them.
Oh, right on.
Necklaces are sold, things like that.
Okay, so you guys are custom jewelry.
Yeah, I guess you could say custom jewelry. Yeah, it's a designer.
Okay. I see. That makes sense. Now, when you're saying you're making 50%, so is that 50% off of every order that you guys, like bulk of inventory that you purchase, you're probably going to make 50% on that every time you do that?
Pretty much. I mean, it's like a kind of standard write-up. But, you know, I have to take other costs into consideration, like commissions and production, things like that. So the markup is from direct, like exactly what the products are, is that.
Okay.
But the actual, what we'd make is probably around 25.
25% is more realistic. Okay. That sounds about right. 50%, I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, that's, I was just talking about pure,
okay.
Like,
that's before costs and the
before
breakdown.
Costs, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and how long does that take? Are you doing that every 6 months, every 3 months?
We do it constantly. We have orders in the system, 365. But our big months are generally, January, March, and then July, August, and November are our big months, kind of seasonal.
Okay. Okay, good. How long you guys been in business for?
Like 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I see your guys' your website here.
Yeah.
Are you guys, like, focused on, it looks like a lot of almost like a Native American jewelry.
No, not really Native American. We do lots of different things, but more chunky colors, bold.
I think it's awesome. And you guys use, like, stones and
all kinds
like
of different materials, like resin, stones, semi-precious. We used to do more semi-precious material, but, since the market's not for that, we've kind of dipped down more into, like, resins and stones and quartz and jade, things like that.
That's awesome. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year was about, I want to say roughly it was like $850.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Okay. And how long did you say you were in business for? How long, you guys
been
in
like 20 years.
20 years. And are you 100% owner of the business or?
My wife.
Okay.
So
she's
100%. Me and my wife, yeah.
Got it. All right. Okay. And have you guys ever taken out a capital loan before?
Not really. No, not a capital. We had a business line of credit for a while, mm-hmm. but kind of went away from that because the banks were kind of being crazy.
Stingy and mm-hmm. yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Okay.
And since just we're like self, we're it's our businesses are, basically everything. You can't really show income for mm-hmm. personal taxes, so that's
exactly.
when we came into like some issues.
Are you guys a sole prop?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. Cool. Okay. Well, just to kind of give you a general idea of what we can do for you, how would you rate, before I tell you that, how would you rate your wife's credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
That's excellent.
Perfect. Okay. So
like
kind of what...
80 to 8, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. To kind of give you an idea, we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your sales. So if you're saying that you did around $850K, it'll probably get you anywhere between 85 to even up to $115,000.
Okay.
In capital. Now, with my previous jewelry customers, wholesale jewelry customers, what they do exactly that. They'll take a short-term loan, generally up to about 6 months, and they'll buy inventory and they'll flip it and they'll pay us back right away.
Okay.
So if that's something that you guys are interested in doing, we have great relationships with our customers, and because mm-hmm. we are a customer-based bank. So once you take out the first loan with us, when you come back for the second, we're going to give you better payback rate and,
okay. So
obviously
what
incentives.
Initially, what is like the payback? Like, what are your rates for the loans?
So we're a little bit more expensive than a traditional bank, and it really kind of depends on what you look like on paper. And the reason why we're a little bit more expensive is because it's an unsecured loan. So
yeah,
we're basically giving you, giving you money just the hoping that you're going to pay us back, which is why we look at, how long you've been in business, your personal credit, and your sales. So basically, they do start off on 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. But like I said, we don't have any prepayment penalties on any of our programs. And we have multiple programs. And if you're, everything you've mentioned to me, you're going to qualify for our mm-hmm. top tier programs, which means you're going to get the best rates possible out there.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically starting out, you say like 10%? Is that what you're saying? It goes up from there? Or 10 cents on the dollar?
The reason why I say 10 cents on the dollar is because we don't do an APR. We don't have where you pay the minimum payment and you're just like, some businesses would just pay the minimum, like a line of credit, and you're just paying interest only. With us, you know exactly what you're paying back. So if you borrow a certain amount, you know that you're going to pay a certain amount back within a certain amount of time frame. So every payment you make goes towards interest and the principal.
Okay. Just like rough, you know, just because I want to throw like something rough together. Say we borrowed like, we ended up borrowing like $20,000.
Okay.
Just something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What would something like that look like, and what would be the payback time, something like that? I just want like rough information.
Sure. You know, it could be 20 and a payback 25 over a span of 6 months. But you get to choose. So you can do 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. We just have so many different programs. It's hard really for me to just throw a number at you.
I gotcha.
Just because there's so many variables and there's so many options that it's not going to be what I tell you, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm going to give you so many options. You're going to be like, well, I don't need 6 months. I could do 4 months. So, okay, gotcha. The numbers all change. So it's really difficult to give a specific number out, but we do work with you guys, and obviously we want to earn your business. So we try to get you the best rate possible. And if you've been in business for as long as you've been and the credit's good, you are going to qualify for our top tier programs here.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, what would we do next? I mean, I'm not, you know.
Yeah. So to kind of get you some hard specific numbers, just so that way you have in your back pocket of what you're looking for, we work very quickly. So we would just need a short one-page application along with 6 months of your business bank statement, so we know you guys are legit. And then your most recent tax return. Have you guys done 2015 yet?
We're September 2015. I think we have 14s.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah, that'll be perfect. So basically, once you get me all that information, what I do from there is I can get you an approval. Now, with the approval, doesn't mean you're obligated to do anything. Basically, you have hard numbers to go off of, which is what you want.
Gotcha.
Right? So, and it's good for up to 30 days. So once I give you this approval, you don't have to resend me all the paperwork. You can say, Jeremiah, I want to go ahead and go with this. We need this amount of money. We want to do this term. What are the payback going to be on that? And then I'll get you the exact numbers, and then we get you funded within about 24, 48 hours.
Okay. All right, great. Well, can you like email me the form? I'll try to get it done. I know it's probably a quick form, but I'll try to get it done. I'm super crazy the rest of today. I'm about to go home and then tomorrow.
It's no rush, especially if you're not in a rush to get it, because we do work quickly. But yeah, I'll send. Are you still at paul@davidaubrey.com?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. If you send that over, then I'll work on getting that to you. And I appreciate the callback and the information on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you mind taking my number down in case you have any questions?
Of course.
Okay. That's 858-909-8867.
All right.
And that's my direct line, Jeremiah. Yeah. If you have any questions, give me a call. But I'll put something together. I'll shoot it over in about 5 minutes. And then if I don't hear anything to you from you by the end of Friday, I'll give you a ring.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right, Paul. Let me know if you have any other questions as well.
All right. Thanks, Jeremiah.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.